Good morning. Today we'll be having the transmission from Madhuban. And so the song was Baba's invocation, inviting the ocean to come on earth. Today's Murali is one of those Muralis in which if you had a question about various things, the Murali answers your questions. Even just in one page, Baba has answered so many different questions that come in our hearts and in our minds about various aspects of life and what's going on. And so, just picking up on a few things from the Murali. It's about fortune. And the name that you hear often for God, Bhagwan, and the definition of that, the bestower of fortune. And so, God, the bestower of fortune. And Baba is saying that God distributes fortune equally. Would you agree? Well, I'm glad you do. You wouldn't be sitting here otherwise. But in fact, people out there don't agree usually. They say, someone's been blessed with this fortune and I don't know why I haven't. Why is it these problems and these troubles are coming to me? Why me? So those sorts of stories go on forever. And yet, Baba is saying that fortune is your birthright. And again, if you've ever had a question about inheritance, who is it that God gives his inheritance to? And again, we've heard that God is the bestower and so is ready to share everything he has with everyone who wants to take it. And then it's up to each individual to recognize who is God, what he's giving, and then be able to take it for themselves. But again, three steps that Baba has clarified. And Baba said that receiving your fortune, receiving your inheritance is actually the same thing. So there's no one who doesn't have fortune or the opportunity to get fortune from God. But then the three things that Baba has specified that determine to what extent you take your fortune or your inheritance are very interesting. Firstly, to what extent are you ready to absorb, imbibe the Haran Karna? To what extent are you ready to absorb and imbibe the inheritance that Baba gives you or the fortune that Baba wants to give you? And secondly, to what extent do you use that inheritance not just for yourself, but also to serve others and uplift them? And the third, to what extent is it so visible and clear that everybody can see it in your life? And if we take up just one example, because the inheritance is huge, how many things does Baba give us? And all of that is part of our fortune. We're just seeing one aspect, happiness. God has a stock of happiness. God is the ocean of happiness. And so to what extent have I absorbed that happiness from God? The ocean is there saying, take as much as you want, whether it's love, whether it's knowledge, whether it's happiness, whether it's power. All these are part of our fortune, our inheritance from God. And then it's up to me. Do I stay connected with God so that I can absorb within myself, imbibe within myself everything that God is giving me, and especially happiness? I thought I'd just pick up the word happiness because it's so visible, or not visible, very, very clear. And so yes, do I feel happy? And am I happy sometimes, or am I happy all the time? And even when I say, oh yeah, I'm mostly happy all the time, but that isn't quite absorbing the full inheritance that God wants to give me. And it's nothing to do with my health, my wealth, or opportunity, or position, none of those things. It's that inner feeling in which truly the soul feels happy. And then, if I do have that happiness, am I willing to share it with others? And am I able to express that happiness through my thinking? What does it feel like when you have happy thoughts? And what does it feel like when you don't have happy thoughts? We know the contrast of both. And so let me see, to what extent have I taken the fortune of happiness from God? And to what extent am I willing to share it through the right thinking, the way in which I speak, the way in which I behave, in everything in my life? And then the third thing, to what extent is it really visible? And if it's visible, then it means that others will say, I want the fortune that you have. And so fortune becomes a method of service in an automatic way. And Baba's taken up, of course, these two words that you often heard in Hindi, tyag, renunciation, and bhagya. And so to what extent am I ready to let go, to renounce, and then accordingly I'm able to take the fortune? There's a story of the monkey, and the monkey sees the chenna in a jar and wants it and puts his hand in. But then when his hand is full, he can't pull it out. He tries and tries and tries and he doesn't realize it. What he has to do is let go of the channa and then his hand can come out. And so he gets trapped by his own desires and greed. And so one is that connection of letting go, renunciation, and Baba doesn't ask us to let go of anything nice. It's all the things of pain and sorrow that Baba's asking us to let go. So I'm ready to let go, and as a result of letting go, then yes, I can have all the fortune. You see, the buddhi, well, the soul anyway is a tiny point of light, and the buddhi within that space of a tiny point of light is nothing. But yes, it's everything. It determines my way of thinking and being and everything. And so what is it that I'm holding on in my buddhi? If it's the things here, well, that's my fortune. I can hang on to everything here and it's up to me. Or I can see the contrast with my third eye open of what Baba's giving and what is external. It's very interesting when Baba uses this expression. Everything you see with these physical eyes isn't going to last, it's going to finish. And the things that you can't see with your physical eyes, but you understand with your intellect, your buddhi, your consciousness, your awareness, those are the things that are going to be carried with you. They're imperishable. And so I have a choice. What am I holding on to? The things that I'm seeing, or the things that I've understood from Baba, the things that Baba is now offering me. And then there's a very interesting connection that Baba's made with the subject of renunciation. It's a continuation of that theme, but not so much the word fortune, but another expression that we often hear in Hindi. And the Hindi is Ichha matram avidya, to be ignorant of the word desire. Just imagine, not even to know what is desire, to be ignorant of the word desire. And then in contrast to that, what are the desires I still have? And Baba, a little while ago, a few weeks ago I think, had spoken about the subject of contentment. And Baba's comment about contentment had been, it's the foundation to develop all other virtues. And it's true. If I'm discontent, it's going to cause me problems all the time, all the time. But if I'm content and I cultivate this quality of contentment, it's going to enable me to move forward in developing many, many other aspects. But how to be content? And today's Murali answers that question. Let go of your desires. It's logical, isn't it? When you read the Avyakta Muralis and you see the connections that Baba's making with one point and another point and another point, of course it's totally logical. But we didn't think about it. Baba had to tell us and remind us that this is the connection. And so the connection of renunciation with a state of contentment, and then the state in which I'm always feeling fortunate, then yes, no desires. What is it that I need? What is it that I don't have that God has given me already? Daddy shared a story one day that was very sweet. She said she'd been sitting there quietly, just churning Baba's knowledge, and Baba came by. And Baba said to her, "Child, is there anything you want?" And she said, "No, Baba." And Baba again asked her, "Is there anything you need?" And again, no, Baba. And Baba's still asking her, are you sure? And then her reply to Baba was, Baba, is there anything that you're still hiding in your pocket that you haven't given me? And so that state in which, if Baba were to ask me, I can give you whatever you need, whatever you want, what would I say? Would I be able to say to Baba, Baba, you've given me everything and more, and it's true. So contentment is a sign of fortune. Baba's given many different aspects of signs of fortune by which you can see to what extent I've been able to imbibe all of this and really, really feel content and absolutely fortunate all the time. And it's not even like in big things. It's even in little things. I get a seat here. I don't get a seat here. I want a seat there, but I'm getting a seat here. A little thing. But at that moment, it feels very big. We used to go to Madhuban and be very aware of where our seat is going to be. And people would make all sorts of excuses to get a different seat. My health isn't good, this thing, that thing, the other thing, all sorts of things. And then somebody said to me once that they'd been sitting and it was like a few rows behind. And they thought, well, why am I sitting here and not here? And they commented on it to the sister sitting next to them. And that sister said, well, just have a look behind you. And what she saw was that there's maybe a few hundred in front of her, but there were multi-thousands behind her. And so she said, that taught me a big lesson about just being content, but different things. And so am I content each moment as each moment ticks on? Or am I not content? And same thing with happiness. It's not that I will be happy by the end of today because I'll have done this and this and this. And at this moment I can't be happy because I know these are the things I'm going to have to face today. And I'm not sure how I'm going to deal with them. But no, to be happy, and then whatever it is I'm having to face will be that much easier. So in every aspect, contentment, and then through the contentment, the happiness also comes. And it's a build-up. It's not that suddenly you're able to deal with things as they happen. It's practice. Baba uses this word practice frequently nowadays in the Muralis. And so am I practicing? And so that first step of fortune, have I absorbed it within myself? Which means remembering it and practicing it. If I'm not remembering it, how can I practice it? And so remembering it, practicing it, checking, how am I doing? Did it slip away or am I able to hang on to it? And there's another expression that Baba's used, and the Hindi words, as usual, rhyme. So, Taj, Tilak, and Takht. The throne, the Taj, the crown, the Tilak, and then the throne. And so in Hindi it's easy to remember these words because they all go together. But the crown. What crown do I have? Well, I'm aware that Baba's given us the fortune of purity. And so the crown that Baba's giving me now is the crown of light. Do I get heavy about things? And it doesn't mean a halo, but the actual experience of feeling light and being light. And so am I able to feel the soul shining, the soul feeling light, or am I getting heavy about something? And heaviness is impurity. Why? Because heaviness is wasteful thinking. And if there's a lot of waste, how can there be cleanliness and purity? The fact that there's waste is an indication that things are not clean. And so uncleanliness, and the contrast of that, that state of purity where the soul can shine. That's the crown that we have today in Sangam Yuga. And then yes, the crown of the future, I don't have to think about it, but it's there ready and waiting. And then the tilak. The tilak today is a tilak of victory. Traditionally in Bharat, when somebody goes to war, they're getting ready to send the soldiers off, they're given a tilak. And they're told that it's an auspicious sign and it'll bring them blessings of victory. How many wars have you been in? No, there hasn't been a war. Not recently. But in fact, the battlefield is in here. And so the war that we're dealing with is all the time, all the time. So where is it that my ego comes in? And where is it that my attachment comes in? So I deal with one, and the next one is already there. Or I deal with one, and four others are there. So the story of Ravan. You knock off one head, but there's already the others there. And you knock off another head, and the first ones come back again. And so, am I able to have victory in here? The fortune. Baba has given me everything. I have the blessings of victory, and so am I able to experience the victory of fortune at this moment. Again, not that I'm trying. Trying is not victory. And so I can make a choice. Where do I want to be? Do I want to be in that state of victory, or do I want to be trying? And if I have the tilak of victory now, then the tilak of sovereignty is waiting. I don't have to think about it. And then the third, the throne. And in fact, two thrones that I want to mention. The soul sitting on its immortal throne. This is the place where the soul sits, and do I sit here in that awareness of who I am? And truly, if I'm seated on this throne, there is that sense of mastery. When you sit in a car and you're sitting in the back seat, yes, you can relax and say somebody else is in charge. And even if you try to give instructions from the back seat, at some point they'll say, please, leave me alone, I'm the driver, stop. Nobody appreciates backseat drivers. And if you're sitting in the driver's seat, you are in charge. You carry the responsibility, but you also carry the repercussions, the control, but also whatever comes. And so the soul seated here, aware of being here, then there's mastery and the soul can shine. And then, apart from the state of mastery, also the soul seated on the heart throne of God. Do you feel that you're seated on the heart throne of God? Baba's offering it. Baba's saying it's a big, unlimited throne, huge, huge, huge. And so come and sit on the seat of God's heart throne and feel all the love, the power, the protection that that can give you. And so the soul experiencing the tilak, the crown and the throne. That's another sign of fortune. Of course, if somebody's got a crown, they're seated on a throne, you'll say, well, it's their fortune. But it's possible for each one to claim that fortune now at the confluence age. And again, the value of time, being able to recognize what time it is, it's amazing. This period of time offers us absolutely everything. Just have to recognize it and take opportunity as it comes to you. Somebody said to me, I'm an opportunist. And I said, it's good. It means you recognize what's possible and you take it. And not even with one hand, take it with both hands so that you're able to have everything that Baba's offering now. So as I say, today's really answers those subtle questions of that how come I'm discontent? I know I shouldn't be, but what do I do about it? And Baba's explained the reason why. How come I'm not happy? Again, Baba saying, these are the things that you need to do in order to take your inheritance from God. So, a very profound Murali, as usual, for today especially so.